Joined now by the head coach of the Jimmies following their GPAC victory over Concordia 3-0. And coach, a quick game today. You guys had it rolling, and mostly it was because Drew Fitz had it rolling.
He had it rolling, absolutely. You know, when you take a look at what you need to do to win a championship game, it starts with starting pitching, and he attacked the zone all day long. He got them to chase some pitches and get impatient, and then he didn't walk anybody. And when you don't walk anybody, obviously the pace of the game speeds up and you give your team a chance to win.
For somebody who was at the national tournament with you guys last year and saw what Eli Foltz did, it seemed very familiar.
It kind of did. I mean, a little different in the sense that you have a lefty going who's a senior. This kid here is a junior, but one thing they both have in common is they're extreme competitors, and they both attack the zone. And obviously, we saw a heck of an outing today.
Well, he only had two strikeouts, no walks, but his defense was making some plays behind him today.
They did. How about Grant Okawa, huh?
Yeah.
You know, when you get to see him play shortstop every day, you almost take it for granted. And he made some unbelievable plays. And then, you know, there's a couple that maybe go unnoticed. A play by Roundy, a play by Hacker down the gap. They just played really, really well.
Yeah, and then you guys had the shift on perfectly in that last one to get the out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that we necessarily drew it up that way, but you teach your players to have feel. And Bentley has a good feel for the game. He slid over a couple more steps than normal, and he made a great play.
Well, how does it feel to be the champions of GPAC in year one?
It feels really good. You know, it was a goal at the beginning of the year. We knew that this was a new league and a really tough league. But it was a goal at the beginning of the year to win the regular season and win the tournament championship. We didn't get it done in the regular season, but we felt like we were playing really good ball down the stretch. And we carried that into Jack Brown and then obviously carried it right here to Yankton, South Dakota today.
Well, now you've got to find out Thursday what the plan is for next week. We've talked about it extensively. None of the sites are anywhere close to Jamestown. So it's going to be either a long bus ride or a flight next week.
It doesn't matter, man. We're moving on. It doesn't matter. And there's one thing about it. No matter where you go, you're one step away from Lewiston. And that, too, was a goal we set out at the beginning of the year. So we got a taste of how close we could get last year. We need to take the next step.
How do you feel like this team stacks up to some of the other ones you've taken in opening rounds the last couple of years?
I think they stack up really well because of how well we've been playing lately. Certainly, I would have liked to have seen us swing the bats a little bit better today, but we faced some really good arms. We swung the bats really well, you know, last weekend. So I think it stacks up really well. There's really good team chemistry. We can do it on the mound, at the plate, and in the field. So time will tell, but I really like this team.
One thing that doesn't seem to be an issue for these guys is nerves. They seem to be a very loose bunch.
I think the only group of guys that have nerves is their coaching staff, and maybe that starts with me. But, no, they're very loose. They know how to play together, and certainly they know how to have fun, and that's why they started playing this game in the first place. You need to enjoy it, and today I think they really enjoyed the moment.
Well, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you very
much.
Should
be a fun trip back to Jamestown.
Absolutely.
That is Tom Hager, head coach of the Jimmies, following his team's 3-0 victory over Concordia.